This is Smoke Radio. Welcome to my show, Melodies. You are here with Hareem Qureshi.
On today's episode, we are featuring six special guests. We'll be talking a little bit about their style of music, as well as hobbies outside of music and other things. The theme for this week's one is our special live show at University of Westminster, Harrow Campus, in Area 51, called The Final Showdown. Friday 20th of May, you'll be seeing Melodies collaborate with our music team to bring you a live stream from music_UOW YouTube channel, and also filmed interviews with these acts, which will be available to see after the show on Smoke's website.
I'm here with
Rio.
Hi, so first question, how would you describe your music?
So my music will be like a sci-fi electronic.
And second question, what interests and hobbies do you have outside of music?
I really love to knit, actually. I used to be a dancer as well, and would love to get back to it. It would be amazing. I also just love writing. I would love to write a fantastic book, you know?
Yeah.
Something like Harry Potter in the future.
Third question, what are you most looking forward to about performing at the final showdown?
Well, I'm just looking forward to people, and I'm just, I want to perform at my university for the very last time. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to make it an event I'm gonna remember, you know.
Last question, can you tell us a little bit about your upcoming music, any new singles or collabs?
Of course. So on the 20th of May, I'm releasing my first EP ever, which is called Filtered Emotions, and it's a collab with the producer Cresto, who's also from Lithuania. And this EP is going to be about journey to being your true self.
The next track you guys are going to hear is a snippet of our first guest's original song, Pasikik Man.
Yeah.
I'm here with
Dr. J.
So, first question, how would you describe your music?
I'd say my music can be any kind of style depending on what the idea is, but predominantly it's usually a blend of like singer-songwriter and R&B and maybe hip-hop. But again, it could be anything. It could be pop, it could be Afrobeat. Depends on what the idea is.
Second question, what interests and hobbies do you have outside of music?
You know, it's been a long time, but I was interested in acting at one point. Like, I did acting back in high school and I loved it, and I had hoped to be able to do more of it like at later stages, but just currently it's hard to find places to do that for like just one-off stuff. But other than that, try to keep up with fitness and then just relaxing, vibing with the friends, and yeah, that's about it.
Third question, what are you most looking forward to about performing at the Final Showdown?
Other than being on stage again, like at the Final Showdown, it's like performing at home turf, which is always more exciting because you got your friends there, you know the stage, and it's been a while since I performed anyway, and I'm hoping to just make this my best performance so far with the songs I do and my stage presence. And I'm really going to challenge myself to just give it my all.
And last question, can you tell us a little bit about your upcoming music, any new singles or collabs?
I think this was last week now. I had the pleasure of releasing a single called Weary Eyes, and it's the first step in a long project that I will be working on like for the rest of this year and next year as well. And I can't say too much. I'm hoping things go to plan. Summertime, we might see some more stuff. Next year, we'll see a lot more stuff. But yeah, that single's out on all platforms. But then, yeah, more stuff coming soon.
Reminiscing the first time that I saw your face, glittering like gold dust, yeah. Guess we've really come a long way. Cause now I'm missing the way I used to love your embrace. Cause now it ain't the same. So quick to blame each other. Why is this way? Each time we fight, I'm left with weary eyes. I'm blind to your beauty when I'm like this. We go on all night, fighting over the smallest of problems. Baby, I'm tired of this place we're in. If I'm honest, I think I'm to blame for this place. We've made a home. Turmoil that never goes. Maybe we're broken. Stop projecting it all. Subconscious feelings that take the wheel. How did this happen? What's the deal? But oh, I gotta make it recognized that each time we fight, I'm left with weary eyes. I'm blind to your beauty when I'm like this. We
go on all night, fighting over the smallest of problems. Baby, I'm tired of this place we're in.
The American Associate.
So, first question, how would you describe your music?
I would say I have a lot of different influences, like lots of indie rock stuff, but then a lot of older music from the 60s and 70s. So I'm kind of trying to mix together aspects of like modern indie rock with kind of the psychedelic, jammy music of the 60s and 70s, pretty much.
Nice. Second question. What interests and hobbies do you have outside of music?
So I used to do a lot of acting when I was younger. Like I did musical theater and stuff. I haven't done it much since I went to high school and stuff, just because I wanted to focus on music. And I also love playing Frisbee. I used to be on a Ultimate Frisbee team back home. And you know, if anyone ever wants to join me on the grass to play some Frisbee, you're more than welcome.
Nice. And third question, what are you most looking forward to about performing at the Final Showdown?
I think what I'm looking forward to most is just, I mean, I just love performing so much. So, I mean, I know that's kind of basic, but yeah, I'm just really excited to perform. And I'm also excited to play with my my band again. We're adding some more moving parts to it, building it a little more. So I'm really excited to just see how it comes together.
Nice. And last question. Can you tell us a little bit about your upcoming music, any new singles or collabs?
Yeah, sure. Well, my first single will be coming out on May 29th, which is my birthday. And I was like, I got to release something before I turn 20. So that was my cop out. And yeah, it's gonna be called Live With Freaks, and I'm really excited to release it.
I wanna speak in tongues, then you can't understand what I wanna say. I wanna eat your lungs, then every breath you breathe, I'll just take a.
some cars. I wanna make mistakes. I wanna live with grief.
And he's running for the door, and he's opening it wide, and his heart skips a beat. He's gonna stay inside.
I'm here with
Zuko Rosemead.
First question, how would you describe your music?
So my music, I try and make it as cinematic as possible because I'm aiming to try and make it for like a live stage. So anyone that knows me or listens to my music knows I'm trying to make it big, massive.
Second question, what interests and hobbies do you have outside of music?
So if you've been listening to any of my latest releases, you know, I've got the Attack on Titan freestyle. And that being said, you know, anime is a massive influence on me. The same with comics, movies, films, and basketball as well. I've been playing basketball since I've been like 16, so basketball's a big one.
Third question, what are you most looking forward to about performing at the Final Showdown?
So mainly it's just a privilege just to be included as a part of it. Do you know what I mean? Because I'll be sharing the stage alongside my family that I started this year alongside with. Like, I'm really excited in particular about performing, sharing the stage with Dr. J. You know, he's amazing. So the fact that he's on the same lineup is, you know, I'm very privileged to share the stage with him. And I'll be also doing some songs with some other artists within the year. So that'll be very, very nice. So, you know, have that to look forward to.
Nice. And last question. Can you tell us a little bit about your upcoming music, any new singles or collabs?
So recently, actually, I just dropped a single with a year two student, actually. Yeah, Sai Ming, great Sai Ming, amazing rapper, Night Tube. Actually done a music video as well with JD and 13, another year two student, or year one, I should say, in film. And alongside that, I got a song, Geeked in Central, with my guy Omar Plus as a part of my collective, Never Rated. We're dropping that very, very soon alongside all the Community Centre episodes, if you know about Zuko's Community Centre. So yeah, there's a lot on the way.
Fucking hell, fam. Long day. Long day. Zuko's Community Centre. Zuko, Virgo, LM. You know what I'm saying? Grab a spliff, grab a drink, enjoy the vibes. Look. Some vibes for your head drop. I know you're ready for this one. Listen, look. I've been walking down my path, I've been trying to see it clearer. So I'm breaking down the ceiling while I'm looking in the mirror. Writing all my thoughts, got me feeling like I'm Kira. That's a death note on my bed, but I never play the villain. Never play the victim, active, never lazy. All my boys are living, she 5'2" like Krillin. Stay on my job while I'm making my decision. I'ma stay writing bars, you know that Virgo knows the mission.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
What?
We ain't speaking a minute though.
Minute,
how many times did you feel it though?
Feel it,
should've left the windows open when you felt the snow. It's a summer's pain,
yeah.
Let it show. It's all empty now. Villa overgrow, now it's overused. Don't tell your story, that's just old news.
That's just old news.
That's just old sounds, that's an old thing. I'm getting on now, still here though. Still in my ways, still in your feelings. Still getting
paid. I don't do A's or B's, I've been sitting with these trees. They don't see what I see, I'ma be who I be. I'm not there for the take. speaking, call it exclusive.
Okay.
With the 1-2 boys, we've been through this. Through call this. 19, come on, let's do this. How do you feel we got through this? Yeah, just think about it. Aye, take a second, then I get back with it. These real rap lyrics, I've been trapped in it. I'm not even half finished, no, I seen a dog. That's when I see my past. All these thoughts in my head, real brazy, hazy. Shade in the day down on main streets. Going pacey, the A got the better on me. I'm trying to see, and I bat on my beef. No, instead I'm asleep.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, instead I'm asleep.
Okay,
yeah. The community center. You know the vibes. Let's work on it.
Virgo 19.
So, first question, how would you describe your music?
I'd say my music is a weird combination of lo-fi and alternative hip-hop. Yeah, it's just like crazy beats and you see if you listen.
Nice. And second question, what interests and hobbies do you have outside of music?
I mean, I play sport, kind of. Over lockdown, I started writing like books and film scripts because there was a lot of time to do that kind of thing. So that's what I sort of continued doing. Not as much as I used to, but something I still kind of keep up every now and again.
Well, that's interesting. Third question, what are you most looking forward to about performing at the final showdown?
I'm looking forward to just being on stage again, really. That's all that is important with that, really, and just getting back out there.
Nice. And last question. Can you tell us a little bit about your upcoming music, any new singles or collaborations?
So in terms of new music, there's a lot coming at the end of the year. So there'll be two singles releasing towards the end of the year. And I'll be also releasing my debut album at the end of this year. So stay tuned for that. Stay on the lookout for that because it's going to be good. In a non-biased way, it's going to be good.
Ali Price, and I'll be representing my band The Mafia.
First question, how would you describe your music?
The music that The Mafia play consisted of originally my songs that we converted into a bluesy rock style, but we incorporate covers that the audience would like to hear, such as Arctic Monkeys, The Beatles, anything that can really, really make a shift in the audience and the crowd.
Second question, what interests and hobbies do you have outside of music?
I've always liked having fun and like making people laugh. I enjoy being the center of attention, definitely. I'm definitely attention seeker, but I also like my athletics and going on adventures. I don't know. I like a lot.
And third question, what are you most looking forward to about performing at the final showdown?
Particularly, it's getting back on stage again, because the Mafia have had like a 4-month hiatus where we were restarting how the band sounded as we went from a 5-piece to a 4-piece. We were recording music, which will definitely be on the way soon. And yeah, we've just been getting a lot of work done in the meantime whilst we haven't been performing. But getting back on the big stage is definitely something I'm looking forward to.
And last question, can you tell us a little bit about your upcoming music? Any new singles or collabs?
Well, we've got an EP due sometime later on this year, maybe at the end of summer, maybe at the beginning of autumn. It'll include all of the original songs that we played on our first ever set. There will be my songs, including the first one that we've actually got recorded. It's called Heard, and it's almost completely fully ready, and we might be able to send it over to you so you can hear it on Spotify very soon.
Yeah!
guys for tuning in to this week's episode of Melodies. Make sure to follow our new Instagram page, Melodies_Smoke Radio, and keep up with our episodes on Smoke Radio's Spotify. Just before we end this week's episode, make sure to follow music_UOW on Instagram to keep up with live events from the university and also new and upcoming artists. Thank you for listening. Bye!